الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, elders, brothers, we can never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficiently for the countless favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Let alone making shukr for these favors, we cannot even count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, it was his habit when he would normally sit down to speak to people or conduct a majlis, then he would say, Alhamdulillahi bil Islam. All praise be to Allah for this great favor of Islam. Walhamdulillahi bil Quran. Walhamdulillahi bi Sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi bil ahli wal mal. Walhamdulillahi bil mu'afat. He will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these different blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one of the things in this five that is mentioned is that he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Quran Sharif. You know, Surah Rahman is known as Arusul Quran. That is like literal translation, the bride of the Quran. The center of attraction of the Quran is Surah Rahman, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 31 times repeats the question, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which favors of your Lord do you deny? In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates different favors, favors of the dunya, favors of the akhirat. But how Allah starts the surah? Ar-Rahman, the all grace, gracious, merciful, عَلَّمَ Al-Quran. He has given the knowledge of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran Sharif. Remember, the Quran Sharif, from the 104 books that have been revealed from the era of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, the Quran is the best book, the most virtuous book, the book that has got the highest status and most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the greatest Nabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was selected and he was chosen to be given the Quran Sharif. Those angels that brought the Quran to the world, those are among the most virtuous angels. They brought the Quran Sharif. They have got the highest position, they have got the highest rank. Allah revealed the Quran in the best language, that is Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to the best ummah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best month was selected for the revelation of the Quran, the month of Ramadan. The best night, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. The night of laylatul qadr was selected for the revelation of the Quran from the lower mahfuz till the sky of this dunya. So that tongue which recites the Quran, that eyes which looks into the Quran, that ear which hears the Quran, that mind that ponders over the Quran, that heart that preserves the Quran, don't you think that will be the best also? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kitabs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen everything to be the most virtuous that is attached to the Quran Sharif, then that person that attaches his heart to the Quran will also become the most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran Sharif has got everything in it. Whatever you're looking for. There is a saying of Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, Jami'ul ilmi fil Quran, walakin taqasara anhu afhamur rijal. All the knowledge is in the Quran. What we need to know about our deen, about our akhirat. But the minds of people are unable to comprehend the details of that knowledge. Everything is there. Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum. Allah Ta'ala says, O mankind, an admonition has come to you from the side of your Lord. Wa shifa'un lima fi sudur, and a cure for the ailments of the heart. One is the physical ailments of the heart. We know about the physical ailments of the heart. Tell the man that all your arteries are blocked. He won't waste a second to go to the doctor. Immediately he will go to the cardiologist. I have to attend to this right now. I can just fall down, I can have a heart attack and I can die. But what about the spiritual ailments of the Quran? The spiritual ailments of the heart. The Quran Sharif has got the solution, it has got the cure. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدُوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is guidance. We're looking for guidance. We're looking for hidayat. We're looking for direction. We need direction in our lives. If we don't have hidayat, we don't have direction, where will we end up? And a mercy to the believers. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, Bifadlillah, with the grace of Allah and the mercy of Allah, they should rejoice. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is better than everything else that they are accumulating. All the other wealth and the treasures and all the different properties and investments and what have you. The Quran Sharif is better than all of that. This is the Quran Sharif, but unfortunately, respected friends, like everything else, people on the outside, they know the value of it. Sometimes kuffar know the value of it. But we ourselves, we don't understand the value of it. Why? Because it came for free. It came without any effort. It came without any difficulty. When you undertake difficulty, you know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he learned Suratul Baqarah over 12 years. You know the Sahaba, you know what marvelous memories they had. But he was learning it slowly. Because he knew Suratul Baqarah, that is like the height of the pinnacle of the Quran Sharif. That's got all the different injunctions, the laws pertaining to every facet of your life. Suratul Baqarah, the first surah to be revealed in Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala learnt it over 12 years. And after he completed Suratul Baqarah, he was so overjoyed that he slaughtered a camel. And he fed the people. You know, that time camel was very, very expensive. But he slaughtered the camel because he learned Suratul Baqarah. So this Quran Sharif is a very great ni'mat and a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran Sharif has got everything within it. If a person ponders over the Quran and he reflects over the Quran and he practices on the Quran, he will find an entire revolution in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukhrija an-nas min adh-dhulumati ilan-nur. This kitab, we revealed it. Where this Quran is coming from? This is not some theory of some scientist or some intellectual. No, we revealed it to who? To you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of anbiya, the greatest of Allah's creation, with a very lofty purpose. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, to take people out from darkness to light. So many forms of darknesses, darkness of shirk, darkness of kufr, the darkness of evil traits, of bad qualities, of bad habits, to light, the light of iman, the light of Islam, the light of hope, the light of sunnah, the light of shariat, the light of direction and guidance. This is the Quran Sharif. This is the power of the Quran Sharif. We see that the revolution that the Quran Sharif had created in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi, under this ayat, he comments and he says that even if the Quran is recited without understanding it, it's got a unique effect in protecting a person from fitnas. You know, we are living in the age of fitnas. We are surrounded by fitnas. Every day the sun rises with a new fitna. Unfortunately, this is the time that we are going through. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prophesied this. In one narration, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ala innaha satakunu fitna. Soon there will be a fitna. Now fitna could translate as a test, a trial, a distraction, a means of misguidance, something that's going to take you away from your deen. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mal makhraju minha? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the way out? What is the solution? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that in different times you will find when there were different fitnas, he cites some examples of India. Then when the Hindus had, they had started different movements to convert the Muslims into Hinduism. When the Christians started sending the missionaries, people who had a strong attachment with the Quran, to the barakat of that, they were protected. They were not influenced. They were not deceived. They were not carried away. They managed to retain and preserve their identity as Muslims. But those people who did not have an attachment to the Quran Sharif, they were not linked to the Quran, very easily they fell prey to these different groups. These different sects, they fell prey to it. Why? Because of not having an attachment to the Quran. So the Quran is a very strong means of protecting us from every form of fitna, every form of vice, every form of evil that is now promoted in very sophisticated ways. Vices and evils are now being promoted in sophisticated ways without us even knowing that it is being promoted. The Quran Sharif is a protection. There's one incident mentioned. One person went to study in London. He went to do whatever course. And when he was busy with his studies, in his free time, he was a very dedicated person, very dedicated to his salah, etc. In his free time, he would listen to the Quran Sharif. So he would play the Quran Sharif, but at a very low tone. Because he knew he's surrounded now in this hostel with all disbelievers. He's got his own quarters, his own room. So if you had to go to the door of the room or you stood outside the door, you would not hear the recitation. Very, very softly he would play it and he would listen to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. One night he's listening to the Quran, he hears a knock on the door. One girl comes to the door and tells him, put your music off because you are interrupting my worship. He's trying to think, what is this girl saying? And her room is far away from his room. So he's trying to understand what she means now. She cannot even hear that. So he goes outside. He says, well, what do you mean? I'm standing outside. I cannot even hear anything. So anyway, he just ignored it and he continued. A few days later, he called over some of his friends. And again, he put the Quran Sharif, all Muslims, and they're listening to the Quran Sharif. And again, now the night, this girl comes in. In a very angry voice, she's saying, you are interrupting my worship, put that music off. So they asked her, you know, what you mean? How can you hear this? How can this interrupt your worship? Then they asked her, what are you worshipping or who are you worshipping? Said, no, I'm a Satanist. I worship Shaitan. So because she's worshipping Shaitan, that Quran is being played in a completely different room, far away from her room. You cannot even hear the sound. But that's affecting that shaitan in that room. So when whichever shaitan she's worshipping, you must know, under Iblis, he got a whole army. It's not just Iblis. Iblis got a whole army under him. And after a few days, That girl got frustrated, she left that hostel and she went away. Because she said, no, I can't do my worship, whatever rituals she was carrying out was being interrupted by the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So this Quran Sharif has got everything in it. This Quran has got barakah in it. It's got blessings. You know, everyone is looking for barakah. The common complaint people will say, no barakah now, no barakah in time, no barakah in wealth, no barakah in anything, no barakah in the homes. People are not finding that blessings that they found before. Although we have got palatial homes, we have got more technology, more advancement, we've got everything, we've got all the luxuries, all the comforts. But we find that that barakah is missing. So kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak. Quran Sharif is saying, Allah Ta'ala mentions, this kitab we reveal to you, this is a source of barakah. This is filled with barakah. Remember, when this Quran Sharif is recited, the amount of barakah that is coming beyond our imagination. Ulama explained one letter of the Quran. Let's say if a man is reading Alif Lam Mim, he only read three letters. The one letter got that type of barakah that we cannot even fathom, we cannot even imagine. That is how much of barakat and blessings the Quran Sharif got. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, famous narration of him where he mentions, إِنَّ الْبَيْتَ الَّذِي يُتْلَى فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ اتَّسَعَ بِأَهْلِي وَكَثُرَ خَيْرُ وَحَدَرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ وَخَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That home wherein the Quran Sharif is being recited becomes very spacious, very comfortable. How often don't you hear people saying, hey, Maulana, I'm waiting to run away from home. Hey, I just can't wait for the holiday to come and I can be gone. Why? That comfort in the home, that warmth, that peace is no more there. That serenity. The home was a place of relaxation. And on the contrary, you will get some people that they will tell you that the best holiday you can have is in your own home. Because you're most comfortable in your home. So you get people telling you that too. So that home wherein the Quran is recited, it becomes very, very comfortable. Now it becomes very spacious. Now that home seems very, very warm. It's very comfortable. وَكَثُرَ خَيْرُ. A lot of goodness coming out from that home. You're seeing now productivity, you're seeing goodness coming out from that home. And حَدَرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Now farishtas are coming. Because wherever the Quran is recited, farishtas are going to come to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Sakina is going to descend. Tranquility is going to descend. And خَرَجَتْ مِنْهُ الشَّيَاطِينَ. All the shayateen, they're leaving the home, they're running away from the home. Why? The Quran Sharif is being recited in that home. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, when he used to go home, he should go read Surah Baqarah, he should go read Ayatul Kursi in the four corners of his home. One corner he'll read one time, then he'll go to the next corner. Why? Ulama explained, that will chase all the shaitans away. Ayatul Kursi, you know what power Ayatul Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Ayatul Kursi. When Ayatul Kursi was revealed, then all the boots and all the idols in different parts of the world fell down. Some kings also fell down. The crowns also fell down. The shayateen started running away. The shayateen were like frightened. Some superpower has come on the surface of this earth. They went to Iblis. Iblis, what's the story? There's something happened. Something major has come. When they did the investigation, they found Ayatul Kursi has been revealed. How many people know Ayatul Kursi? How many people read Ayatul Kursi? How many people read Ayatul Kursi in the manner that you ought to read it? How many people know the translation of Ayatul Kursi? How many people really want to know the translation of Ayatul Kursi? Imagine now, someone beloved to you, most beloved to you, they sent you a message in Arabic. You will be anxious to find out what is that message. You will be restless till you don't find out what is the message. You won't want to sleep at any time. Please get someone to, I want to know what this person is saying, or this beloved of mine, what they are saying. I need to understand what is this message. Why? Because of your love. But how much of love do we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explain that if you want to know how much of love you have for Allah, then look at how much of love you have for the Quran. That will tell you how much of love you have for Allah. Because Allah, this is the Quran. This is the book of Allah. If you want to see Allah, you see Allah in the Quran. You want to see Allah's greatness. You want to see Allah's majesty. You see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. One of the rights of the Quran is we ponder over the meaning of the Quran. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak liyadabbaru ayatihi. Under the ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alladina ataynahumul kitab yatlunahu haqqa tilawati. Those who we bless them with the kitab, with the Quran, they read it as it ought to be recited. They fulfill the rights of it. Mufassirin explain, what are the rights of the Quran Sharif? What do you mean when you say you need read it as it ought to be recited? One thing they say, the first point they say is you perfect the wording. You read it properly. You read it with tajweed. You pronounce every letter properly. It's never too late to learn. When you go to Madina Munawara, you'll find till now the halqas are there. The halqas of Quran Sharif. Old men coming. One ayat they're reading. One line they're reading. Man is making mistakes. The sheikh is correcting him. He's not feeling shy. Remember, when it comes to knowledge, don't ever feel shy. Two people will be deprived. One is a shy person, and the second is a proud person. A man that has got pride, his pride stops him from a lot of things. And the second person is very shy. This is not a place for you to be shy. Now, even if you don't want to do it in a gathering, how many ulama there are? How many huffaz there are? Get a person, start learning how to recite. That's the first step. You recite properly. You recite with tajweed. Recite with concentration. Recite with love. Beautify your voice. You may not be able to recite like Qari Abdul Basit, but to the best of your ability, beautify your voice and recite the Quran Sharif. Ulama explain, Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, he used to recite the Zabur in 70 different tunes. 70 different tunes. Dawud alayhi salam, when he should recite, he will be crying. All the people around him are reduced to tears to such an extent. Animals are also coming to listen to the recitation of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam. So we need to aspire to learn the Quran. This is something that we need to invest our time in. A man can go and get a trainer to teach him how to play paddle. He can pay money, and the Quran Sharif lesson is for free, but he's not interested in learning the Quran Sharif. There you're paying money now to learn how to play paddle. What benefit? How much of benefit? I'm not saying no benefit at all. But look at the Quran Sharif, that's got everything for you. It's got your deen, it's got your dunya, it's got your akhirat, it's got your spirituality, it's got your barakat, it's got nur, it's got everything, whatever you're looking for. The Quran Sharif has got it. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of Allah's greatest gifts, the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that continues all anbiya. The miracles have terminated now. You won't find the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. You won't find the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, miracle, the living miracle, the Quran Sharif continues. How much of desire do we have to learn the Quran? So first of all, get the wording right. Secondly, try to understand the message of the Quran Sharif. Try to understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Learn, alhamdulillah. There's so many places now, so many lessons happening with tafsir of the Quran. Our ulama that are giving, explaining that you're getting it from reliable sources. We need to get the message of the Quran Sharif. We need to ponder over the Quran Sharif. We need to read it with respect, with love, and with full concentration, full devotion. You're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you got your Quran open, you're talking a little bit, you're looking in the Quran. No, that's not the way you read Quran. Focus yourself, you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that respect, and then practicing on the Quran. Every injunction, every law of the Quran is important. Allah ta'ala sent this law down for me. So this is, unfortunately, when it comes to the Quran Sharif, we have been very, very negligent, we have become very lax, and we have as though discarded the Quran. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, some link was created with the Quran Sharif. Let that link continue. Let that recitation continue. Continue reciting the Quran. Even if you cannot recite a few pages, recite a few lines, recite a few ayats. Even if you don't have time, read one ayat, one ayat of the Quran. What blessings is there in the Quran Sharif? We find the people of Gaza, we need to constantly make dua for the people of Gaza. Don't ever forget the people of Gaza. Whatever happens, every time you raise your hand to make dua, when you're making dua for yourself, You're making dua for your children. Don't forget our brothers who are suffering in Gaza. The world is shocked and they cannot understand how these people are so firm. One of the worst oppressions and atrocities in perhaps the history of mankind. The man is losing everything in front of him. He's seeing his child dying in front of him. And he's saying, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. We got all the comforts in front of us and we're complaining. All the comforts, but we're complaining. That man is losing everything, but he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great lesson for us to learn. What a level of resilience that they have got. So what is the secret behind this? So a detailed report has been prepared, which shows that the secret behind this is the strong attachment to the Quran Sharif. From the year 1992, they had started off a Quranic revolution, wherein people from different walks of life were made to be attached to the Quran. They were linked up to the Quran. Whatever your profession be, come start learning Quran. The result of which in every home, there was a Hafiz or a Hafiza, to such an extent that Gaza was given the title of Madinatul Quran, the city of the Quran Sharif. So those people, when a calamity afflicts them, what is the immediate response? Immediate response, they start reading Quran. Read one verse, two verses of the Quran Sharif. This is the power, this is the secret behind their resilience. And this effort is still continuing. It's still continuing even in the refugee camps. Every day, children are graduating. Huffaz are being produced every day because of the barakat of the Quran. And they understood that this is the power of the Quran. And when we look at our lives, you'll find many of those people are living much more comfortable, happy and peaceful lives. They are sleeping better than how we sleep. With all the calamities, with all the oppression, we need to take sleeping tablets. We are suffering with depression. We are suffering with anxiety. Because we lack the Quran Sharif. So respected friends, let us make this firm resolution and make dua. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Quran. Allah, make us from the people of the Quran. Alladhina hum ahluk wa khasatuk. Those who are like your household. They are like your family members. And they are your elite servants. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhir da'wah.